Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. An immigration raid on a couple of pot farms in Southern California brought out hundreds of protesters who tried to stop agents from driving through fields and rounding up workers. Correspondent Camila Montoya Galvez.
What we know is that federal immigration agents at Customs and Border Protection and ICE together collectively raided this cannabis farm in Southern California that officials are now alleging was hiring and employing people who are in the country unlawfully and who are not legally authorized to work in the U.S.
The agents use smoke canisters and what appeared to be tear gas on demonstrators. President Trump flies to Central Texas today to see the devastation from last week's catastrophic flooding firsthand. CBS's Karen Hua is in Kerrville.
We know President Trump is set to land around noon local time, and he's going to be taking this aerial tour to survey the damage and see some of the hardest hit areas. He is set to meet with local officials who are going to brief him, as well as meet with some first responders and victims' families.
More than 120 people died. About 170 are still missing. The president has made a new threat in his on-again, off-again trade fight with Canada. He's told Prime Minister Carney he'll impose a 35% tariff on imports if they don't make a deal before August 1st. Still, Goldie Hyder at the Canadian Business Council says his country would probably not retaliate.
I think we have to be very careful to say to one country, tariffs are really bad, and then put them on your own citizens. So I would expect that to be a last resort. The strategy that seems to be pursuing is one of there will be no tariffs at the other end because Canada has a special case to make.
Police in Baltimore believe it was a bad batch of drugs that sent more than two dozen people to the hospital. CBS News Baltimore's Janae Reese.
Officials have not confirmed what they exactly overdosed on, but people at the scene told WJZ it was called New Jack City, a substance allegedly laced with Freon or antifreeze, which is something that can poison people.
A surprise from Justin Bieber.
Never said love was easy.
He dropped his seventh studio album, Swag, at midnight. It features 21 songs. Many are personal. Love Was Easy, an apparent ode to his wife, Hailey Bieber. A collab with rapper Lil B is a tribute to their 10-month-old son, Jack Blues. Another therapy session is, well, exactly that.
You know, I have had to go through a lot of my struggles as a human, as all of us do, really publicly. And so people are always asking if I'm okay.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Salmonorama kicks off today at Festival Park. The kids' fishing pond is all filled up, and there's a $50,000 grand prize up for grabs. The over-week-long event features fishing, entertainment, food, and fireworks tonight. There's more details on the festival's website. UW Parkside and other UW schools will raise in-state tuition by about 5% this fall. It follows a Board of Regents vote yesterday. Leaders say the increase balances quality and affordability after years of frozen rates. Wisconsin is honoring Milwaukee police officer Kendall Quarter with a funeral procession today. He was killed on the line of duty last month. After services at Elmbrook Church in Brookfield, there'll be a 10-mile processional that'll take him to the Wisconsin Memorial Park Cemetery. Flags statewide are at half staff today. An Elkhorn man has been charged with a hate crime for allegedly posting a violent threat against an LGBTQ+ group in Illinois. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Office played a part in the arrest of 38-year-old William Ramlow, who was extradited to Lake County. And the new Woodman's Market in Racine is nearly ready, but shoppers will have to wait a few more weeks for the opening. Those looking for a job and want to see the inside can attend open interviews next week at the store. They're starting to hire folks at that Woodman's. It's all part of a $120 million Regency Mall redevelopment. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks introduce Miles. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports basketball at the NBA Summer League in Las Vegas. The Bucks beat the Denver Nuggets last night, 90-89. The Bucks holding a press conference to officially introduce their new center. Miles Turner picked up in free agency from the Pacers. GM John Horst, head coach Doc Rivers, taking questions for the first time since revamping the roster, waving Damian Lillard and Brooke Lopez moving to the Clippers. Bobby Portis, who's been re-signed, was asked what would he tell Turner about joining the Bucks organization.
Finally found a home in Milwaukee where it's comfortable, winning culture, winning team. We're always in the playoffs, always have a chance to win a championship, playing with great players, have a chance to, you know, build a legacy. All those things kind of just hit home for me.
Baseball, Brewers tonight against the Nationals in Milwaukee. Quinn Priester against Washington left-hander Mitchell Parker. The Nationals in last place in the NL East, 16 games behind the Phillies. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Sports allow us to play, learn, and grow. But there's something more important than victory. At the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, we believe every athlete deserves to be safe. Safe from abuse and misconduct on and off the field. We equip athletes, parents, coaches, and others with the right education to recognize, prevent, and respond to harmful behavior. Join the movement to champion respect and end abuse at uscenterforsafesport.org.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today, tonight, and again tomorrow. Quarter inch or more possible each day. We'll get to 84 for a high today, 70 tonight, 85 tomorrow. Sunday will be better with sunshine and a high of 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Gable. Currently it's 71.
It's Friday. 1 month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Park to Racine's famous zoo, local news and timeless hits.
Long distance information, give me Memphis, Tennessee. help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who'd call me if I'm Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on a ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye with her home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Gonna love you. Oh, loving like they ingredient, everybody plays the fool. On the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN, we wrap up Instrumental Week today with a couple of instrumentals on the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget Series. Another one coming up about half an hour from now on WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Racine, get ready. There's a new flavor in town. Introducing Charlie's Cheese Steaks. Now open at 4700 Washington Avenue. Made to order Philly cheesesteaks. Melty loaded fries, crispy wings, and refreshing lemonades. Hot, fresh, and packed with flavor. Bring the crew, grab a table, and taste what everyone's talking about. Charlie's Cheese Steaks, 4700 Washington Avenue, where flavor lives in Racine. Follow on Facebook for deals and daily specials. Charlie's, crafted hot, served fast.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans and their families. For more information, please visit WISVets.com. That's WISVets.com. Message sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Barrio. The Wisconsin Supreme Court hands a big win to the environment. The court ruled it's unconstitutional for a legislative committee to block rules created by state agencies. The decision means good environmental rules now face an easier path to getting to the finish line and becoming law. For years, legislative vetoes by a handful of legislators stymied a long list of environmental protections. After more than 30 years, the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program is going unfunded. Money for the legacy program was stripped out of the budget by the Joint Committee on Finance. The program helps preserve our state's wildlife areas and fisheries through land purchases and grants. Now that the budget has been signed, it's unclear how the vital program will continue, although there is talk of a standalone bill that would revive it. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN, then get in-depth coverage online at racinecountyeye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date, on the air and online.
Sweet dream, baby. Oh.
the late and, I might add, great Roy Orbison on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. The station with a lot of songs that have bop-bop, you know. See? It's what we do at WRJN.
I'm sleeping and right in the middle of a good dream. Like all at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head and spring up in my bed, screaming out the words I dread. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
This morning I woke up with this feeling I didn't know how to deal with, and so I just decided to myself I'd hide it to myself and never talk about it. And did not go and shout it when you walked into the room. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
I think I love you. So what am I so afraid of? I'm afraid that I'm not sure of a love there is no cure for. I think I love you. Isn't that what life is made of? Though it worries me to say that I never felt this way.
I don't know what I'm up against. I don't know what it's all about. I got so much to think about.
My baby love, I need you.
serving Southeast Wisconsin from Racine's Radio Park, from the Radio Park Newsroom. Here's Stuart J. Waddles now with this update.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Students at UW Parkside and UW schools across the state will see their tuition rise by about 5% this fall. It follows a decision by the Universities of Wisconsin Board of Regents yesterday. The increase means base tuition at Parkside will reach $7,300 for the next academic year. University officials say they're responding to inflation and state funding caps. In a unique scene yesterday, Racine firefighters pulled a fire truck up to Lake Michigan and pumped water into the kids' fishing pond for Salmonorama. The fishing competition and festival returns to Festival Park today. Lines are going in the water, plus there's live music, food, and children's activity that will all run through next Sunday. Tonight's events will be capped off by a fireworks show. There's more about the daily rundown at Salmonorama at WRJN.com. Those looking for a new place to get groceries still need to wait a few weeks. Those looking for a job can act next week. Work is drawing to a close on the Woodman's in Racine at the Regency Mall site. In a sign of doors opening soon, they'll be holding open interviews next week, Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. It's believed a store is set to open sometime next month. The new Woodman's is part of a $120 million redevelopment project at Regency Mall, which also includes apartments, more retail, and more food options. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today, tonight, and again tomorrow. Quarter inch or more possible each day. We'll get to 84 for a high today, 70 tonight, 85 tomorrow. Sunday will be better with sunshine and a high of 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Gable. Currently it's 71.
Bye.
Hutton singing lead for Three Dog Night. He is still with them. They're still touring. Danny Hutton once told me that he retired once, went off the road, got bored, said, "I will never retire again," and he hasn't. Here's the Wicked Picket now on WRJN.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We go overseas for the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget for this morning. We got two left to play this week, and I really debated, am I going to play a song by The Ventures or the song you're about to hear? It won out because it's so good to hear this song again. It's next on the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget when Instrumental Week continues on WRJN.
Today's big deal of the day. Fuel your summer the right way at Arrow Smoothies and Cafe, where every sip and spoonful is packed with pure nutritious goodness. Cool down with a refreshing smoothie or dig into an antioxidant-rich acai bowl. Loaded with real ingredients your body will love. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the big deal banner and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Racine, welcome to the tropics, right on Durand Ave. At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, they're blending smoothies your way. Add-ins like protein, collagen, and even the perfect sweetness level. It doesn't stop at smoothies. Fuel up with toasted wraps, sandwiches, or go hazelnuts for the tropic bowls. Try the acai with Nutella, or power up with their peanut butter protein crunch bowl. 32 grams of protein and major vacation vibes in every bite. Now open at 6035 Durand Ave. Made to order, made for you. Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Vacay starts here.
Turn up the summer vibes at Chula Vista Resort, your playground for summer dreams, water parks, and sun-soaked pools. Epic water slides, soaring zip lines, and world-class golf. Dine in the number one steakhouse in Wisconsin, Chula Vista Resort. Call 1-800-388-4782 or visit chulavistaresort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the top 10 indoor water parks in the USA, with 26 water slides over 1.5 miles long. Find out more at chulavistaresort.com.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Be part of history and buy a brick in the new Champions Plaza at Horlick Athletic Field. The Racine Raiders have teamed up with the City of Racine Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Services Department to add special plazas inside the main gates at Horlick Field. Get your brick to honor your school, team, or a friend or loved one today. Visit RacineRaiders.com for information.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Let's open up the vault door. And we're in for another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, a song that hasn't been heard on the radio for a while. It's Instrumental Week. And this afternoon, perhaps, arguably, my all-time favorite instrumental. And you're going to laugh when you hear that one. But that's 145 this afternoon. Okay? I mean, you're going to laugh because you're going to think, that's his favorite instrumental? But this morning, with one undetermined instrumental to go, I had a decision to make. Was I going to do something by The Ventures? Because they're one of the all-time great rock and roll instrumental bands, right? Was I going to do Joy by Apollo 100? Or was I going to do this song, and this song won? Because when I got it out, dusted it off, and played it, it just sounded so happy. Summer of 1965 by a German keyboardist named Horst Jankowski. The name of the song is A Walk in the Black Forest. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget for this morning on WRJN.
Mm-hmm.
the Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget for this morning. A Walk in the Black Forest, Horst Jankowski. Just a happy song, and I'm really excited to be able to play that for you again. It's good to hear again. Now, we wrap up Instrumental Week this afternoon, like I said, with what is probably my all-time favorite instrumental, and it is so out of the realm of your expectations, I'm sure. But I think you're going to walk away whistling this tune this afternoon at 1:45. We'll see, but it's coming. The next Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, wrapping up the Instrumental Week this afternoon, 1:45-ish, WRJN. WRJN.
Cherish is the word I use to describe all the feeling that I have fighting here for you inside. You don't know how many times I've wished that I had told you. You don't know how many times I've wished that I could hold you. You don't know how many times I've wished that I could mold you into someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Cherish is a word that more than a line. To the hope in my heart each time I realize that I am not gonna be the one to share your dreams, that I am not gonna be the one to share your schemes, that I am not gonna be the one to share what seems to be the life that you could cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. Oh, I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they love you, with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes. Cherish is the word I use to describe all the feeling that I have hiding here for you inside. You don't know how many times I wish that I had told you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could hold you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could mold you into someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. And I do cherish you. Cherish is the word.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus, CBS News on its way to keep you informed.
Celia, you're breaking my heart. You're shaking my confidence daily. Oh, Celia, I'm down on my knees. I'm begging you, please, come on. Celia, you're breaking my heart. You're shaking my confidence daily. Oh, Celia, I'm
WRJN.
After 6 hours of school, I had enough of the day. I hit the radio dial and turned it up all the way.
I got a dance,
right on the floor.
Dance, right there on the floor.
Shake it off good. With my chick by my side, the radio does the trick.
I love to dance, dance, dance. Now the beat's really hard on the floor.
Dance, 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 right there on the floor.
The beat's really hard.
Dance, dance, dance. Now the beat's really hard. Dance, 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 dance,
yeah.
Had a weekend dance. We like to show up.